You're listening to a 3CR podcast recorded in the 3CR Community Radio Studio in Melbourne, Australia. If you like what you hear, please consider donating or subscribing so we can keep bringing you more independent community content. For more information, go to 3cr.org.au.
Hi, I'm Kim Salmon. I'd like to have a quick word about public radio, particularly 3CR. The thing about public radio is that it's more open than the more formatted types of radio to what's going on around it. So when you listen to it, you're more likely to hear a reflection of real life. And 3CR, being in the heart of Smith Street, Collingwood, is a particularly good example of what I'm talking about. If you'd like to subscribe, the number is 94198377.
You've been listening.
As a means of pleasure, cycling stands in the foremost rank. But in common with all great pleasures, it may easily stand in the foremost in abuse. The desire to ride at unreasonably high speed may become morbid, an everlasting scorcher, bent like a hoop and with shrunken cheeks, or to be quite sufficient, warning against this abuse. And that's from L.F. Korn's How to Bicycle from 1892.
Well, we know where we're going, but we don't know where we've been. And we know what we're knowing, but we can't say what we've seen.
That's right, the future has turned. You're listening to the Yarrabug Radio Show here on Radical Radio 3CR. Streaming, podcasting, or listening on that old transistor in the kitchen. Many thanks to Amy Goodman and Democracy Now! Always a look at what is happening in the United States of America, who actually shared a birthday on the weekend with 3CR. I know which one I would like to be.
I think there were more people at the 3CR birthday.
Well, we will discuss that later in the show. We've got a bit of a show coming up. We're going to have a review of a couple of things, one of them obviously being the wonderful day on Saturday down here at Collingwood Town Hall. And we're going to Warrandyne, aren't we? We're going for a little bit of a ride.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. And a little bit of news and a few events. But first off, I think we should tick off with a bit of a bike moment, Faith.
Oh, I had several bike moments. mostly along the Yarra Trail on Saturday and Sunday, just riding with lots of very happy people with their bikes fully loaded in the sunshine on Sunday, coming back.
And that trail's that's still good all the way up?
Well, there is a closure of the bridge over the Plenty River at
that's
the moment,
right.
Which gives you a bit of a detour with a decent hill at the start. So you turn up the Plenty River Trail and then work your way around on some back roads and other trails.
There we go.
But a beautiful scenic ride as usual, and beautiful weather for it too.
Yeah. You know, when we don't often do it much more, ask people for their, you know, their first bike memory, and you usually get the one where it's a mixture of my first independent way I could travel.
Mm.
As a kid, I grew up in Donvale. I must have been, I reckon, about 12 or 13. And three younger brothers who, you know, are probably 5-6 years younger than me. And anyway, it was all dirt roads in those days. And we'd set off on Saturdays on our bikes. And this is, I think this was our first big exploring thing. And we'd ride down to Warrandyte because they had a rope on the tree hanging over the river. So, I mean, we were. I remember riding those dirt roads.
Yeah.
And it was that first time that, I mean, you really didn't think of it. I'm thinking of it as a bike now. But was that one of those first times you really had that independence to go anywhere you want?
Yeah.
And, I mean, going to places like Warrandyte were real. Us exploring the neighbourhood, which yeah. was great, you know.
Well, I kind of remember when the first, not just riding around your neighbourhood or exploring, but that sort of feeling with the first travelling to somewhere. Like yeah. a friend and I wanted to go and visit, we were about 15, and we wanted to visit her surfy uncle at Barwon Heads.
Oh, cool. Yep.
And stay for the weekend. I think some boys we knew were going to be down there. and our parents were all busy and said, we can't take you. And I was reading my uncle's freewheeling magazines and all yeah. those bike touring things. And, so I said, oh, we can go on our bikes. And so we ended up, and our parents said yes. Maybe they thought we'd back out, but we ended up riding. We caught the train to, I think, South Geelong or Geelong. And I don't remember now which way we rode, but I had my single speed Malvern Star girls bike.
Yeah, yeah.
And not the Melways, but the country Victorian equivalent in my white basket on the front and my school bag strapped on the back with some clothes. And we rode to Barwon Heads, and I just remember it being the most magical journey, like thinking, oh, you can go anywhere
yeah.
on a bike. Like, it felt so good to be doing that independently and thinking,
It's a we'll talk about it when we talk about the birthday thing. It's a really interesting, once we go down this sort of road. Look, I've got to, for everybody who listens, the lovely 50th birthday party at Collingwood Town Hall on Saturday. And, look, I'd volunteered to do a free bike fix, which I used to do many years ago with my dear friend Louisa in Carlton Gardens. And I dragooned Alex, a friend of Faith and I's, who does a bit at Second Chance Cycles as well, to give me a hand just in case. And, look, I'll go through this one experience, which was really quite funny. So we didn't have an awful lot of work, but actually, I'm trying to remember, it doesn't matter what time it was. Rob, who does Monday morning breakfast here on 3CR, appeared. He had a flat tire, the rear flat tire, and had been to Audi and picked up a tube. And we pulled the old tube out because we thought we might be able to fix it. Couldn't fix the old tube. But then we couldn't use the tube that Rob had bought. So me combining 3CR with Second Chance Cycles, rode across the street to Hoddle Street, down into the underground car park, got the right tube for Rob, bought it back, swapped tubes, put the tube back in. And Rob was very, very happy. So a nice combination of Second Chance Cycles and 3CR helping each other out. So that was the highlight of the bike fixing thing. And I've got to say, Alex took the wheel off and did the work. I just went and got the tube.
the closed Second Chance 3CR loop.
Oh, there we go. It doesn't take much. Hey, listen, we're going to have a quick sponsor message and then we'll be back talking about the birthday party and other things.
Oh. Yarrabug would like to thank Bicycle Network for their financial support. Bicycle Network, a not-for-profit with 45,000 members, working to get more people riding for their health and well-being. Bicycle Network is proud to sponsor the Yarrabug program and support its important advocacy for safer and more accessible riding. By becoming a Bicycle Network member and or participating in one of their iconic riding events, You're supporting Bicycle Network's Ride to School programs and advocacy campaigns to make it easier for everyone to ride a bike every day. Visit bicyclenetwork.com.au for more information.
And you're back listening to the Arabug Radio Show with Val and Faith. What we do have to update everyone on is that we have met our Radiothon target, the Yarrabug Radio Show. So a big thank you to all the listeners who've donated.
Yep.
Those donations go towards the total for 3CR, which will help keep 3CR on air for another year.
Another 50 years.
Well, it might not stretch that far. We may have to have a few more radiothons.
Yeah, yeah. So that's great. Many thanks to everybody. And wonderful that we can do this every year. It's been a great hoot actually doing it. Where are we going to move to?
Off you go.
Off me go. Look, I'm not too sure how to describe. To all, everybody who did any of the organisation, from everybody here at the station to all the volunteers, it really was quite a special day.
The 3CR 50th birthday celebration.
Yes, it was. Where do you start? Look, I think the biggest thing I'd start off is, and I think it was really interesting at how it moved, started off a little bit, you know, you're sitting there and you're going, oh, this is going to be an interesting day. But within a space of an hour, the place was just, you know, I'm a bit of a vibe nut. It was just like this warm embrace. It was like being in a room, warm, surrounded by positivity, warmth, openness. It was really a wonderful day, the really wonderful feeling the
whole
way
through. Community day.
It was a community day. And look, interesting, I mean, we've been doing this show for a while, but we're just here Monday mornings. We know all the other shows, or we listen to a lot of the other shows, but we never meet them, or I don't, you know, very few, rarely do I. And so to have all these other presenters in the same room to meet and talk to was really quite stunning, really gave it a wonderful feel.
One of those days that sets you up for a few weeks.
Yeah. I was still drunk on eating too much cake. You should have seen the size of the birthday cake. It was enormous.
Oh, I'm sorry to have missed out on the cake. No.
And look, it was interesting because it allowed that cross current. I ran into people that have no connection to me outside of this, which was really interesting. A couple of people, there's some wonderful characters. That's a horrible word, but always wonderful to chat to somebody. A couple of people come up and enunciate how much they liked the show over the years, which was very funny.
Yeah.
Which, it was really quite good. and we had Alex rides a tall bike, and we had that behind the stand. I was worried when we first got there, nobody will know we're here. And then Alex arrived and put the tall bike behind us. And, of course, you know, it was a really great attraction.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Hey, great music. And, look, I've got to, if I'm going to describe one thing, who its ever idea was to do the photo wall and the periodical walls. So it went from the 70s, the middle period, and then the later period on the photo board. Which is when you just look through all those smiling faces and all those events over all those years, you just saw this track of this. You saw it change. You saw the people's faces change over the 50 years. But you essentially seeing this happy, engaged groups of people, you know, photos of hundreds of them. And then you went to the back of it, and what struck me most was so almost, I mean, you would call it vicious hate mongering from some of the mainstream press in Australia in the late 70s about 3CR. They really were a target for the, what would Manning Clark call them, the restrictors, you know, somebody who doesn't want anybody to step outside their line.
Yeah.
And that was it really encaptured visually and then with a bit of documentation, those trials and tribulations. And interesting, a couple of the same topics were the problem then, Palestinian freedom and statehood, exactly in those days, the same as again now.
Yeah.
Look, and the other, what were the other highlights? Watching kids getting their face painted, I've got to say this. And I said to Karina, like, before I said, it's my one regret, I didn't get a couple of, somebody, I got a couple of gum leaves painted on the side of the face. I thought that'd be great. I think I've got the highlights all good. Music, great. Excellent day. Can't wait for the next one. And I came home with a book, new T-shirt, and I've forgotten his name now. Whoever sold me the lovely double CD of Spanish guitar music. So I've been grooving around the house the last couple of days. Get the castanets out, I think. Like I said, many thanks to all our wonderful listeners and all the people who showed up there.
Yep.
And a big shout out and a big thanks to all the staff here and volunteers at 3CR for really turning it into a day to behold. Great day.
Well, I missed it.
Yeah.
But
you were there in spirit, I'm telling you. I had your leaflets on the table. So.
Speaking of, you know, that community vibe and the warm hug.
Yes, yes.
You know, I went on the Cycling Wild off-course bikes winter overnighter.
Oh, cool.
Which did years and years ago when it first started and haven't done much in between. But this year, for a lot of reasons, we haven't been able to do as much bike packing weekends as we normally would. So I thought, we'll just jump on that. And that same thing, like, you forget how much of it is just the really nice, warm community vibe. Like, you know, it's a short ride. It's just to a little spot up near Warrandyte.
Yeah.
But I think there's between 60 and 70 people.
Oh, that's a good turnout.
You know, all heading off together, some on their first ever bike packing trip. Others who are, you know, bringing their kids.
Yep.
Kids who rode the whole distance independently, kids who rode some of it, kids who sat in a cargo bike the whole way.
Yeah.
You know, and everyone in between. And then everyone tries to outdo themselves with the food. So a fair few cast iron cooking pots and legs of lamb.
Legs of lamb.
Shoulders and legs.
There we go.
And, it's a beautiful spot down by the Yarra.
Yeah.
Camping, setting up just lots of little tents. And everyone's sitting around the fire all night talking. The weather was amazing.
Yeah.
Rained slightly after
the moon up
we were
late.
All safely.
Yeah.
There were some 4th of July fireworks over the river, which gave us all a bit of a fright at about 10 p.m.
Yep.
But once we realised there were fireworks, that was okay.
Yep.
And cleaned out the Petty's Orchard Bakery on the way there. and again the next morning. But it was really good.
Yeah, and that'd be a good trip for somebody to do first up, wouldn't it? There's not much pressure. You're surrounded by people who have got
If something goes wrong, there's probably 60 bike mechanics on the ride.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, there were people who said, well, if it doesn't work out, it's just a phone call.
And a train
to get
trip
home. Or a train trip or so it's the perfect little test. I didn't take my normal bike packing bike. I took my Shogun, 1990s Shogun, because riding it around, I'd thought, you could totally go bike packing on this.
Good, pray tell.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
It was... Ooh. Well, it's the V-brakes are quite sticky, which is slightly annoying in the city, but when you're fully loaded and going up a hill, it's really annoying. And what was the other thing? I can't remember. I thought, you know, maybe I should stick to the finely tuned bike packing bike I've built over years. You know, exactly the way I like it, rather than just the random 90s mountain bike build.
maybe what somebody said to me once, sir. Two sorts of people, you know, get on a bike. Somebody can get on a bike that doesn't fit them or doesn't suit them, seats too low, too high, doesn't matter. They go on it and they just ride off. Somebody else gets on a bike and the seat post is 5 millimetres too low. They're not cut. They can't ride. Everything has to be. Fred, he used to measure every bike was exactly the same dimensions, which is sort of going, you got to change your position sometime.
Well, and it was like we're saying, it was the perfect ride to test it out. It's okay. But, yeah, I would not want to do a long ride on it.
And the country up there
looking beautiful, lots of roos.
Yep.
And, yeah, the only thing is the bridge over the Plenty River's closed, so a bit of a detour, but that was nice to have a different route.
Yep.
Long Ridge was looking gorgeous. Yeah, very nice.
Yep.
Yeah, and beautiful views coming back of the city in the distance.
That is it's one of my favourite trips, actually, coming back that way. You get that wonderful view of the city. I should get on, but it's hard to. Anyway, I should look it up a bit better.
It was a good day, and like you're saying, you know, I kind of thought it's quite good doing this in a year where there's no Roubaix because it had that same vibe,
And
you run into all the bike people you know from all the different corners of the bike world, but who you don't see regularly. So it's your little annual catch up,
Nano said to me over the weekend, I feel a bit lost. I said, usually we're getting drowned on a Sunday afternoon in Melbourne. It's, I miss it. I mean, I've thought about it over the weekend. As soon as the prostate pounding peloton is Paris bound again, as soon as that, I thought, this would be the weekend we're usually enjoying riding around Melbourne again.
Yes. And I wonder, because Andy was there with his daughter. And he posted this morning something about 356 sleeps, and I wasn't sure whether he meant till the next Roubaix.
Oh, he's having an ear
or
off.
Or whether he meant till the next winter overnighter, so.
Look, interesting, we had, I forgot to say, a good critical mass the end of June. Look, I might be wrong here. I cannot remember over many years. I'm sure we did Puckle Street at one stage many years ago, but it very rarely do we go out there.
Yeah.
But one of the highlights we had, I think there were, and I don't think they were as a group, we had three dads with kids on small wheel bikes along the way. I think they don't think they were with us from the beginning.
No, they had some pickup points for families to
join.
Did
they? Yeah. And it was a really well-represented group of families, which has been one of the features of Critical Mass lately.
Yeah, well, planning those points at which people can join who can't get in for the whole ride is a really good way of making it more accessible to more people.
Yeah.
I think that works well.
No, it's good, and obviously good to see dads taking, or anybody taking kids along for the bicycle weekend.
Yeah, well, there are lots of kids. They have all.
There
mostly.
We go. Unfortunately, they'll end up being, you know, scarred with the disease for life. Hey, listen, just on, just to make an observation about Critical Mass, it was a fun ride and it's been interesting watching it evolve and actually get more skillful as it goes. From, I mean, you know, can always reflect on how much you want to go back. But the corking's improved enormously. I mean, I'm not going to say I'm a football coach or anything, but it's interesting how that's been picked up and you can see people doing it. It's become just a thoughtless process of protecting it. We're missing one thing, and it was highlighted on that Friday night. We let a car in at the back at one stage. And from the old days, and we fix it up in the end, you've just got to have those four or five people who just stay at the back the whole ride. Because the bloke who drove the car through was, let's say he was stressed out a little bit and he didn't have anybody to shout at. then he saw some cyclists and he found a target. But it's interesting, I've got to say, the skill level of getting the corking's going good, but it's going to get better all the time.
Yeah.
It's very good. Especially when we've got the young kids along for with us.
Mm.
You know, it's all important that actually we all stick together. That's good. Events.
So coming up next Saturday is the Bike Shed fundraiser at Ceres.
Ah, there we go.
So this starts at 3 p.m. in the afternoon. There's going to be live music, an alley cat race. There's a raffle online. You can jump in and buy some raffle tickets now. Really good prizes. There's dinner, drinks, DJs, an exhibition of all the entries to a recent art mural competition they had. Performances from Paige Gibson, Jasmine Lung, Vital Sparks, Studio Norwood Lab, and Double Butter DJs. And this is all to raise money for the bikes they give away. They give away 180 bikes over the last 2 years. Some of them to the Wheel Sisters in Marybeck that we've been really grateful for. Others to Palestine Australia Relief and Action, Rivenale School, and others. And this coming year, they're going to be working with the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre to fix up a batch of new bikes and bring their bike mechanics course free of charge to people in that network. And to do all that, they need money, especially for the helmets, lights and locks. They get donated bikes, but they need tools and parts to fix them. Helmets, lights and locks to make the bikes useful for people. So the fundraiser is at 3 o'clock on Saturday, July the 11th. And if you can't get along, you can jump online, and I'll put a link in the podcast when it's online, and buy yourself a raffle ticket, all 10, because, that's another way of supporting them if you can't actually be there.
It's in one of Melbourne's wonderful, I'm going to call it an institution, because,
started by what was then Brunswick Bug and Northcote Bug together. Back in the early 1990s.
One of those lovely things, I think, where we've watched over the years, a lot of these things start up, but actually don't sort of have a longevity.
Yeah.
Whereas this has just gone through a couple of different changes, changed the way it works a little bit every now and then.
You've got to adapt to the different requirements. And also, just before we go, I'll mention, of course, the 5% campaign, Give Me Five for Safer Streets. That's the campaign asking for 5% of the transport budget in Victoria to be dedicated to building strategic cycling corridor network. A lot more and more groups joining for all around Victoria every week, and also now endorsed by the RACV and Doctors for the Environment and the Australasian College of Road Safety, as well as several others. So jump online if you haven't already. If you go to the Bicycle Network website, you'll find a tile for the Strategic Cycling Corridor campaign. And you use the website to send a really quick and easy email to your local MP. Need as many emails as possible. As soon as we can.
Every voice counts.
They do, but they count more when there's a lot of them.
Yeah, yeah.
So don't think, everyone else is doing it.
Don't think that at all.
Because everyone thinks that.
No.
And
as somebody explained to me, your voice could be the tipping voice.
Yeah.
You know, you never know when that one more voice added to something makes a difference.
Yeah. And it's the everyday voices, not, you know, you don't have to sound like an urban planning specialist or anything like that. It's just talking about what you need to be able to safely get around.
Yeah. Make it heartfelt, make it personal, relate an incident that had happened to you, say your perception about something, but make, and that's the way you make it count. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to have a season of this, aren't we? Oh, no, it's an interesting time.
Yeah.
I think that's about all we've got time for.
Coming up next is...
Oh, look, Done By Law is coming on, actually, who had a great chat to on, on Friday, because we had a little bit of a connection through Vacro and all that sort of stuff. So it was great. I actually borrowed their scissors. No, I did not borrow the scissors from somebody else. Anyway, Chris will be back next week. We'll be back in a fortnight. Happy trails and safe riding.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.